kind of combine real form.
But the gentleman's giving a major counterattack. I didn't realize it was a major attack at the time, but according to the history books, it was a major counterattack to try and stop the advance into that part of Germany. However, thanks to the artillery, we beat that off and one place where a large number of Germans had been seen in a wooded area on the right hand side of the road from where I was. They put down, the British Army put down a thing called a mattress, which was something like 480 rockets fired in salvos, or about 12 or 20 or whatever it was, onto this forest area. I can't think of anything managed to survive after that, because it was really a most tremendously impressive sight. And the whole forest seemed to erupt, and it was our first experience really with rockets. And the devastation they could do was enormous.
Now, I noticed that in your memoirs that you said that some of the history books are wrong, in particular on two counts. One of them was how you got wounded, and I wasn't quite sure what the other one case was. Could you tell me about both of them, please?
Well, I was wounded in Bremen. Just at the end of April, just before the end of the war. And I can't think of exactly what the Paul Fuchs history said, but the fact was I was, we were doing a two battalion attack at Steinberg Road towards a military barracks in Bremen. My battalion, the 4th Woods, and the 5th Woods on the other side of the road, were doing this 2 battalion attack. Well, the 4th Woods got on rather better than the 5th Woods, and I was standing on the road with my command vehicle, which divided the 2 battalions, when they put down a salvo of shells in the highway right beside the road. With the first salvo, I got a slice taken out of my trousers, but I wasn't actually hit myself. So I tried to get my carrier over to the other side of the road, but another salvo landed, and I was hit in the back. That was the end of my time in the war, because anyway, it was near the end. And I was evacuated down the chain. My second command came up and took over the battalion. And they captured the barracks, together with a lot of champagne, which was moved to Perloin by the divisional headquarters, the original headquarters staff. However, I did get a lot of champagne delivered to me in hospital by my second command, which was very nice to him. But the history, I can't remember what it says now. I said I haven't looked at it for so long. But anyway, it was wrong.
How severe were your injuries?
Well, I was, I couldn't move at all when it happened. I mean, I was just poleaxed, and I had a bruise of the size of the proverbial dinner plate on my back. So it was pretty uncomfortable lying on my back, which I had to do sometimes from x-ray. But it wasn't bad. I spent about a fortnight in hospital and went back to command the 4th Woods in the final stages. But that was after the end of the war, and when we met, just before we went off to Belgium.
What was the other thing where the history books got it wrong?
Well, there's a history of the 43rd Division, which was actually written by one of the brigade commanders, who was my brigade commander, while I was a brigade major. And he was a very good writer, but as this particular history is concerned, it was more about how wonderful everything was and how wonderful everybody was. Quite a number of the facts are quite wrong. I mean, I can't remember from now on, because again, I haven't looked at it for 30 or 40 years. I can't remember what the. But I know, but I'm left with the impression that some regimental histories are not very accurate. Maybe authorized histories are. I think there are one on Abyssinia is pretty authentic, although again, there are one or two things wrong there. But that's because of the wrong information being given to a reporter. In that particular case, when I was approached by this Italian man, a Italian soldier, in the dark, on the way up from Mogadishu, my Nigerian soldier, who was interviewed by the paper, said that he had tried to capture me. I think that was the last thing on his mind. I think, in retrospect, I think what he was to do was to get out of the way as quickly as possible and get as far away as he could from the scene. But that's how things are misinterpreted, I think.
But with the history of the 43rd Division, you mean it was too much of a eulogy?
Maybe, yes, yes. I mean, there was quite a lot of actual stuff in it too, I'm sure. But everybody did everything rather well. And of course, I suppose that's what people wanted to read in there. As an official history, I wouldn't say it was more accurate.